Sometimes some senior devotees look at me and simply ignore me. And I find it very disturbing. What should I do so that I can overlook these things? There are different situations in this case. Firstly, this is the experience of everyone. I have also gone through this experience. And it could be because of multiple reasons. The most common reason, in my experience, is that, those devotees are just caught in their own thoughts. It's not that they intentionally neglected us. Just caught in their own thoughts. If somebody is a senior devotee, we expect them to be more courteous, more warm. And that is, yes, we can expect that. But senior devotees also mean, quite often they have more responsibilities. They have often big things on their head. And they may not be able to reciprocate with everyone that they meet. So we should not always think that just because someone has neglected me, somehow that person is angry with me, or I am good for nothing, or something is wrong. Yes, senior devotees have often, the more you become senior, the more the expectations from others become more. And it's sometimes very difficult to deal with all those expectations. So we should not always presume necessarily that the devotee is displeased with us or anything like that. But if it happens repeatedly, then at some other time, we can approach that devotee and seek a clarification. Prabhuji, Mataji, this is what happened repeatedly. Have I done anything to displease you? Have I offended you in any way? And if we have some reasonable relationship with that devotee will tell us also, no, don't worry about this. Or the devotee will say, you did like that, that's why I was annoyed. And then we can clarify or we can apologize, whatever is required. So there is no need to let our imagination go on a hyperdrive and let it paint all worst case scenarios. First, if it happens once, then there's no need to worry about it. If it's happening repeatedly, seek a clarification. And if suppose that senior devotee is not so easily accessible or somehow we cannot get clarification, then we can go to some other devotee and ask. Even if somebody is a senior devotee, sometimes even senior devotees have their own, not just their responsibility, they may also have their anxieties, they may also have some problems, and they may be going through certain situations because of which we may not realize what is actually happening. So it's best not to take such things personally. And over a period of time also, we will find that there are certain devotees with whom we will gel. There are certain devotees whose natures and our natures match, who we find they care for us. And in their association, we get inspired and we move onwards. So we can focus on developing relationships with them because we cannot change others. So if some senior devotees, every devotee, as I said, every devotee has only 24 hours, every devotee is different people, there is something which is called as a social stamina. So social stamina basically means that, how many relationships can a person sustain? Some people who are introverts, even one interaction with one person, that drains them. Some people can just talk with 50 people and still have a bright smile on their face. In fact, the more people they talk with, the bigger, the brighter the smile. So, different people are simply different. So, we don't have to take somebody's seeming negligence as necessarily a sign of the problem in our relationship. We can find out those devotees with whom our relationships work, with whom we click, let's say, and focus on developing those relationships and move onwards in our bhakti. So, As Rupa Goswami says, Sa jatiya asha snigdha sangha. Look at he says two things. Snigdha is affectionate. Sa jatiya asha is those who have the same category of desires that we have. So normally speaking, the best way to get association of devotees, not association, is to assist them in their services. So if we want, that means there are two different things over here. There is, if you value a devotee's association very much, then we cannot just go on always expecting that the devotees will always spend some time and talk with me. We assist them in some service that they are doing. Then naturally we'll get their association. But if we find those devotees are doing a particular service which we don't feel inspired to do or which we don't have the talents to do, then we should look for some other devotees association. So if we have a specific interest, we are interested in a particular service, then we can look at some other devotee who is also interested in that service and then try to develop associate relationship with that devotee. So, if we become too sentimental about who is behaving how with me, then we will just stay in the mental platform a lot. Worrying about this, worrying about that. Certainly we want to please devotees. But we want to please devotees so that we can become steadier and stronger in our bhakti. So if with certain devotees the relationships don't seem to be working out, then Krishna has given us a large society. We can find out some other devotees with whom relationships work. And it's not that we disrespect or reject the other relationships. It's just that those relationships may be at a slightly greater distance. So, anukulyasa sankalpa pratikulyasa varjanam. Accept those relations which are favorable, and those relations which don't seem to be so favorable, keep them at a distance. Now, Prabhupada said that when he was asked about relationships, then Prabhupada said, you should cooperate with each other. But cooperate assumes operate. You know, when you are operating, then you can cooperate. So, that means all of us have to keep serving Krishna, and while serving Krishna, we try to be harmonious. So, if things don't work out so harmoniously with one devotee, then other devotees with whom we can work out. The important thing is, we keep moving onwards towards Krishna and we don't have hostile feelings towards anyone. Now, our life is too short. You know, our consciousness is already filled with so many anarthas. We don't want to have negativity towards any devotee or negativity caused by any devotee to further fill our consciousness. We want at least some place in our consciousness for Krishna. Already there is so much lust, anger, greed, envy, pride. And on top of that, there is resentment, there is anger, there is irritation, there is hatred. Where is the place for Krishna? So, if some devotee relationship is working in such a way that it is taking up too much of our consciousness and not giving us room for Krishna, then better keep that relationship at a distance and focus on those relationships where we can bring Krishna closer into our heart. So, by keeping Krishna at the center, even in our devotee relationships, we will be able to find those relationships which help us to move onwards, and we'll move on towards Krishna. So thank you very much. Bye.